takes the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger. Let's sing it out.
Say thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Can you tell him thank you? Oh, Jesus. Your blood is healing every wound. Your blood is making all things new. Your blood speaks a better word. Yes, God. Say with me, your blood. Your blood. Measure of my worth, your blood, more than I deserve, your blood speaks a better word, speaks a better word. You're singing out with life. Yes, Lord. echoes.
It echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word.
Your blood, rub the righteousness. Your blood, my hope and my defense. Your blood forever covers me. Forever covers me. Singing, he's singing out the light. He's shouting out the light. Yes, Lord. It echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word.
Speaks a better word.
It's calling. It's calling out my name. It's breaking every chain. Declare it.
It covers me with destiny. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history. It covers me with destiny.
Yes, God, yes.
It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ.
Straight from day to day.
Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain. Come on, somebody. Lift your hands where you are and say, it flows to the lowest valley. It's the blood.
The blood that gives me strength from death.
To receive communion as the ushers are coming forward. Let's just focus in on the cross. I take the bread of broken for all my sin, your body crucified to make me whole again. I will recall the cup poured out in sacrifice to trade the sinners in for your new covenant. Hallelujah. I live my life in remembrance. Hallelujah. Your promise I salvation's road with fear and trembling, your way born as my own, as Christ is home to me.
Yeah.
Father, we remember you. This morning, as we are gathered together in this place and all across this city, this state, wherever those who are gathered with us, whether they are in their living rooms or they are here in this place, your presence is here with us. And as we have prepared our hearts this morning, we come before you on this first Sunday of 2021 to commit ourselves anew. We want to start this year off right. We want to remember you. We want to come into your house. Remember the covenant that we have with you and the bond of fellowship that we have with one another. Understanding that church is not a thing that we do. It's who we are. You have called us to be your church. So, Lord, as we remember your sacrifice this morning, I ask, Lord, that you would bind our hearts together, unify our focus as we look to Jesus, as we look to the cross. Speak to us. Draw us closer. Closer to your heart. And closer in fellowship with one another. Our brothers and sisters. In Christ. In Jesus' name. If you have your cup here in the audience, The very top piece is clear, see-through. Peel that back and you can get to the bread. The Apostle Paul writes, says, I received of the Lord that which I have also committed to you. And on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and broke it. After giving thanks, he said, take and eat. This is my body which was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Father, we hold this wafer in our hand. And in this moment, we recognize that as we partake together, we're partaking of you, Lord. It's a symbol of partaking of the body of Christ himself. We do not do this lightly. We receive you. We receive you, Lord. Because you said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. And what that literally means is if we don't embrace you fully and we don't embrace the sacrifice that you made, that the only way to salvation and the only way to this family is through you. So we receive you into our hearts and into our lives today as we partake of the bread. We receive it as the body of Christ in Jesus' name. You may partake. It says, in like manner, after they had eaten supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. He said, take this in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death until he comes. It's a new covenant, a covenant of grace, a covenant of mercy, a covenant of love. God so loved that he gave. So as we partake together this morning, I want you to receive the grace of God into your heart and into your life. And I want you to understand that his blood was poured out on the cross to cleanse us from our sin, to cleanse us from every disease. It said, by his stripes, we were healed. I don't know what healing you need in your body or in your mind or in your heart, but I want you to know that the blood of Jesus was poured out to give you life. He said, I have come that you may have life and have it to the fullest. Will you partake of his life this morning? We partake together. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, would you just stand to your feet? We're going to worship him right now. Come on. All across this building, will you just stand to your feet and raise your hands? Raise your hands in this place. Come on. Just begin to thank him. Begin to thank him for what he's done. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, King. We worship you, King. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you, Lord.
So heaven is real and death is a lie. I want to hear voices of angels above singing as one. Hallelujah. Holy, holy God Almighty, the great I am. Who is worthy, none beside thee, God Almighty, the great I am.
I want to be near, near to your heart, loving the world and hating the dark. I want to see dry
and shake before you, the demons run and flee. Half the nation of your name, King of Majesty. There is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I am. Great I am. Yeah.
mountains shake before you, the demons rise.